properly notice the public hearing. I'm going to open up the public hearing for this matter. Anyone wishing to speak?
That's what I'm waiting.
Wait a second. Give us your name and address.
Okay.
Just get real friendly with it.
My name is Olga Reichert. I live in Park Meadows, 4295 West College. And College Avenue has way too much traffic. It seems everything is being thrown on Franklin. We have a jail. We have the city dump. We have that methane gas line going a few feet from our condos. We have low-income housing on 33rd and College. We have a new group home in Franklin. It's only a two-lane. Cars go east, cars goes west. That's it. There's a lot of land in Franklin. You go down Drexel, you go down Ryan, you go down Rawson. Why is everything being dumped on College Avenue? I'm against it. Franklin has a lot of empty spaces. Go down Loomis Road. There's a lot of empty spaces there. Why do they want to build where there's a ton of... we have the 35th College has apartments. 33rd and College has some, I don't know, where Medicaid people live or whatever. Then we got the two condos, Homes on the Park and Park Meadows, where I live. On 51st and College, you got a ton of apartments. What do they want to do, saturate the whole area with apartments? More traffic? I'm completely against it. There's plenty of open land all over. Why everything on College Avenue? What's the reason to dump everything at College Avenue?
Well, I'll answer that.
Okay.
This is the only development that I can recall going with access to College Avenue. I don't think anything's happened on College Avenue in the 5.5 years I've been all over here and there.
But we have enough apartments and we have enough condos. And there's a big senior complex on Loomis Road, a brand new one. So why do they want to have one here?
Because they own the land.
Well, I guess if it's up to a vote, I'm against it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I heard a clap start. We don't do that. And I'll tell you what.
Up there in case somebody else wants to call.
Oh, and let me just say why we don't like when people clap. It's because there may be other people here with an opposing point of view. And you don't want to stifle their point of view by clapping. And so that's why we're here. Ma'am,
please.
And I remind everybody, 3 minutes.
I live at Homes on the Park. Thank you to my neighbor here.
Oh, yeah.
I submitted a petition to the... Oh, my name's Louie Ann Verbrick. I live at 3825 West College Avenue.
Thank you.
I did submit a petition with many of my neighbors signing. I thank you for the feedback that I did not receive to my petition, but that I'm being honored tonight. On my petition, I submitted three reasons, and my neighbors agreed with me to why we are concerned about this development. One of them, my other neighbor mentioned, is the traffic that it creates on College Avenue. We already have a dangerous intersection at 35th and College, which is high volume, and it has blind sides. It's something that, as the city of Franklin, the city of Greenfield, needs to look at, as there's many intersection crossing problems that includes not just the automobiles and buses that come, but it is a bus stop. It is a bus stop, city bus stop corner that we have students going to college and schools. We have senior citizens using the bus stops. We have the older woman who just recently fought to get sidewalks for the handicapped residents that live at the Woods of Cedars Village apartments there. It also creates higher increased traffic for the police and the first responders coming too. We already have high volume calls of police and first responders at 3641 West College, the recently named Haven Apartments, as well as my previously mentioned Woods of Cedar Village senior apartments. It's been a long history there. We do have senior living there, and I understand there's help, but there is a high volume of first responders going to these two to apartment complexes, as well as ambulance calls from Greendale, Greenfield that come down College Avenue to access St. Luke's, as well as the Ascension medical facilities that come down College Avenue. So we already have a high volume of first responder calls. I also, after the rain the past few days, I have privilege to look out at the field and see all water. When I've looked at the plans here of this development that's been proposed, I see nowhere where it's planned for the drainage of the water that sits there now or any sewage, how it's planned for. There, this development will be butting up right next to my unit on the board there in the corner. And you walk right outside my deck, some of it is because over the years the water now is just standing. And I have a nice little lake, and I'm waiting for the fish to come up from Scout Lake there to my unit.
You know what that means?
It means I hit my last bullet point. It's my turn to sit down.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've been reminded by the city attorney that it's not 3 minutes doesn't apply to public hearings.
That's okay. I practice. I've been here before when we've talked about this development. It's not that I'm arguing and debating about putting any more, but looking at this plan, I see a property that is smaller than mine, where I live, which is Homes on the Park, there where we have 38 units. And on this smaller parcel, we want to add 10 additional units to what we already have. And I have these 3 points that I feel make it not the best decision at this time to put this type of development on. And I thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Mr. Deedle, did we receive? Ma'am, where did you leave that set of signatures?
We do have them. I started to review them. The first property I looked at is the corner, the northwest corner property. As we ran into the situation before, when there's two owners, both owners should sign, only one of the owners did.
Excuse
I realized it's
going
to take a lot longer to get that review, so I have not completed that review yet.
Mr. City Attorney, there was a previous protest petition, and I remind the people in the audience, a protest petition only applies to action by the Common Council, not the Planning Commission. Mr. City Attorney, does that protest petition still stand?
It's under review by Mr. Deedle, the city planner.
This is what I'm talking about.
But it applies to the any vote on the Common Council if it has the sufficient number of property owners signing it and it's in legal form required by the ordinance.
Okay, now I'm confused. This is not a new protest petition. This is the old one?
This is the one that was submitted a couple weeks ago.
Okay, so my question is,
there's another one? I'm not aware of another one.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak? I know there is. Name and address, please.
My name is Chester Dax, and I am a snowbird residing during the warm weather at 6346 South 35th Street. It's an apartment complex called Gazebo Park. I purchased the entire property 14 years ago, and at the time I purchased it, it was a low-end dump, a local eyesore, and it was definitely a magnet for police visits. Over the years, I've made significant changes in both the quality of the property and the quality of the tenants. Any longtime Franklin resident would quickly agree that the property looks to be very well maintained and more upscale and peaceful than it ever did. Among the keys to my visual and operational success is the addition of 17 indoor garage parking spaces. Having this asset has allowed me to attract a better quality of tenant than has ever lived here before. While the previous riffraff tended to put up with whatever they were handed, a more respectable clientele has higher expectations and will say yes to a tenancy with essential amenities. I understand that the potential developers of Woodland Edge have been revising their plans in the opposite direction from my practice. the underground parking initially proposed has been declining in stages to the now proposed surface parking. Winters here can be brutal. Housing for the handicapped and elderly would be an absurdity without covered parking. I'm not aware of any of you that might consider that to be acceptable, you know, for yourselves or even, you know, for your parents. With my property turned around and a brand new deep-pocketed owner taking over the former Stonefields apartments this month, Franklin has a chance to upgrade what has been a problematic and dicey stretch of College Avenue. I've proven to the community that the addition of indoor parking is critical to reversing a downward trend. No new construction should be allowed without indoor parking. When I first approached the city regarding building my first detached garage, I was told I couldn't because Franklin required garages to be attached in all new construction. Subsequently, I was told that my new garages would be allowed since my buildings were older and the use without garages would be grandfathered in. My question here isn't the attached garage requirement for new construction still on the books? Or has it been eliminated outside of my knowledge? So that's my statement and my question.
It applies to single family residential development, not multifamily residential development.
New construction?
The requirement for attached garages.
Because I think that what's being proposed has somewhat of a cheesy imagery. I mean, to me, it just looks cheap. And I've upscaled my little property. It looks a hell of a lot better. And I would really like to see better quality development than what's proposed. And the garage issue was something that struck me as, you know, the absence of garage requirements seemed to me rather odd.
Great, thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone else?
Hi, good evening. Mike Broderer with Herman and Kittle Properties. I'm here tonight representing Lutheran Social Services of Wisconsin and Upper Michigan, who would ultimately be the owner. Herman and Kittle Properties, Inc. is the developer. I didn't know if you wanted me to wait until citizens were done commenting. If not, I can go ahead and just offer some comments now.
Mike, let's wait until we get all the comments from the citizens.
Yeah, well, that's fine. Thanks.
Hello, objection. Anyone else wishing to speak?
You knew it.
You knew it. I come to everyone. My name is Edna Gulliver, 3715 West College Avenue. I am that Northwest that nobody contacted me about for a second signature from my husband because he was working when the lady came through.
So we're not responsible for connecting or collecting those signatures.
No, but stating that there was only one when there's supposed to be two. I have a few different things. I have a few different things in regards to the planning on this particular development. I don't agree with the way how it is laid out where everything is blacktop. I had gotten some information in regards to they're going to do underground storm water storage. Where are they going to go with all the extra stuff? That is, when they start digging up the ground, there is a stream underneath the ground. And I have brought this up multiple times every time we come here. What are they going to do about that? Because my house currently has that stream going underneath it too, which is, our sump pump runs all year round. It doesn't matter if it's a drought season or winter or whatever. So when you start disturbing that underground water, it's going to start making more havoc onto my property inside my house. Another thing is concern in regards to how they have the water going to be diverted away from my property. I see that they have storm sewers covers here, but some of the locations where they have them are not appropriate for the way that the land is and how they plan on regrading it. I was told that when we brought up the issue of the condos to the west of us, how they have their water runoff from their parking lot running directly down their hill into my yard, and I have a river that runs through my yard every time it rains, and it is currently flooded in certain sections of my backyard because of the water runoff. Yes, we have a lot of rain, but it happens every single year. It's even worse this year. Where is the water all planning on going from the way that they're going to be raising the grade of the property next door to us, and like certain locations where they have it just doesn't suffice enough. And another thing is for the trees that you guys have or that is proposed to be planted near my fence, it shows that it's going to be growing over the top of my 6-foot fence. Now, do I have the right to cut those limbs off that are growing on my own property? That's a question I need to know. Because if that's the case, where I am not allowed to, then those trees need to be reconfigured on which ones they're going to put next to my yard. And another concern is the lighting that is on the backside of these houses that will be facing my property. I have two sections of property that is going to be, you know, impacted on it. Yep, thank you. Now, the section of my property, which is the southern portion, the lighting impact showed zero. Well, with it being zero, that can cause issues with people who are going to be breaking into buildings and such. Now, this is Franklin. This is the, you know, the world. Things like this stuff happens. Crime rates are everywhere. It doesn't matter if this is elderly homes or not. They become even more of subject to being robbed. And if there is no lighting on the backside of that building, then, and with the trees that are blocking it from the view of our property, there's nobody to see what is going on there. So that's another thing that they can take into consideration. Another item I have is the way where they have their snow, what is going to be accumulated. They show a ditch where they're going to put their snow. Being a person who does plow snow, I know darn well that section that they have is not enough area for snow for that large of a blacktop area. So they're either going to need to expand it or figure something else out with it differently. Another concern, I'm throwing it out there, I don't know where they're going to remove it to, but why does a dumpster have to be on my side of my property all the time? Every development that they had for this property since it has been sold has had the dumpster right next to my property. I know that the layout of this development, you can't really go anywhere else with it, but the first two you could. And I'm really curious on, since this is the same company that has purchased it or is in process of their second proposal for building something on here, what was wrong with the second one? Why couldn't they go with, I'm sorry, their first one for development, the one right before this one where it was a two-story deal where you have more of the greenery and grasses for the natural saturation of the rain and runoff and for the birds and all the other lifestyles that come from the back woods. So that's mine. I don't think I missed anything. But if I did, I'm sure somebody out there will say something.
Anyone else? Yes, sir.
Good evening. My name is Mark Mundell. I live at 3875 West College Avenue. I'm calling to here tonight to speak against this proposal. The first proposal, Charlotte's Garden, was the best proposal of the three, and it was still a bad proposal. You heard what Edna had to say. I will vouch for that about the rain in the back area. This land should not be developed. Perhaps it should be taken over by the city through use of eminent domain and turned into something such as a dog park or a park. Greenfield did a real good job with Smurfs Park in the development on the west side of College Avenue, small thing. With the number of kids that live in those apartments, that would be a better use for the property than what is being proposed. The current property kind of looks like some of the cheesy old hotels that you've been trying to get rid of on 27th Street. It's just not a very good-looking property. Something else, they say it's going to be marketed for 55 and above. There's no law, no zoning, nothing to my knowledge that requires them to stay that. It may stay that way, you know, and they may start that way, but any developer, any apartment complex owner wants full occupancy, and if that's not filling up with 55 and older, they're going to start going younger. And then what you've seen in this, in order to make it profitable for the development, they're looking for low-income tax credits. And this property happens to be outside of the 53132 zip code. It's in the 53221, and the median family income in that area is $50,000. And that means the 30% is about $15,000 annual income, which is pretty much federal poverty guidelines for one person. This is, I don't think, is the type of development we want in our community, and I encourage you to vote no. Let's see what else I have here. No, and it's just all blacktop. It's just a blacktop jungle. It's not, again, I don't think the developer, this type of development fits anywhere in the city of Franklin, including along College Avenue. So I encourage you to vote no on this. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anyone else? Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I'd like to start off with saying that the previous person who was talking to me about this, name was Ashley. And Ashley was on vacation for a while, and I had told her that I wanted a concept review. I also put that in the plan, so very early on, concept review before council, before all this money was spent on redoing this, or a neighborhood and or a neighborhood meeting, neither which took place. Ashley came back from vacation and said, hey, let's get that together. And I said, I don't think the amount of time is going to allow me to pull that together right away. You just can't come back from vacation and expect me to drop everything and switch all my plans. Let's have the next person who is going to take over. She was leaving on April 19th. And I said, let's have the next person take over and contact me, and we'll start that. I had several emails with Mike. His phone number was not on the bottom of the emails. I emailed him several times about getting new site plans and that. Nothing was working. I said, emails aren't working. Let's call and talk with each other. I couldn't call him because I didn't have his phone number. I thought maybe he'd send it back. He didn't send me back. And when I got the plans, I got the email or his phone number off of the plans and called him, and I still didn't get a call back. So I would have liked to have given the residents more views of all of these plans that I just recently got. That would have been very helpful. But I have to say, they're doing a fantastic job on their own understanding the project without having that, so I'm very proud of them. I'd like to see that there may be some discussion about HUD and how we can't, you know, we have to give HUD what they want, and low-income housing can't be denied. And this is about safety, and this is about density, and it's both of those issues are, one, it's too dense, and the other one, it's not a safe environment for the community or for seniors. It does encourage crime with the outdoor parking. I have people who were waiting for the previous two developments to come forward, that some of them that lived in where these people lived, that were looking forward to it. But once I told them there weren't going to be any garages, they said, huh, why would I want to give up my garage and go into something like that as I'm aging? I want to also say that this is not a petition done by a bunch of NIMBYs. the first opportunity the residents had was when it was rezoned from single-family residential to multifamily, and the residents did not object, although they weren't that happy about it. They understood that this is an area that has already multifamily. Then the proposal came in with the garage, underground garage parking. They worked and got a lot of different landscaping elements. Still not 100% happy. They did not object to it.